Shishi, the pasuk continues. Vayihu v'nei Noach, and the sons of Noach were hayotzim min ha-teva, the ones that went out of the teva. Shem Cham v'yafes, v'cham hu avi Kenan, and Cham was the father of Kenan. Why is the pasuk telling us at this point who Cham's son was? That Cham was the father and Kenan was the son, because this parsha is discussing how Cham will do an avera to his father Noach. And because of Cham's avera, Kenan, his son, will be punished. And you will wonder later on, what is the connection between Cham and Kenan? Therefore, the pasuk is telling you before the whole story that Cham was the father of Kenan, and since Cham sinned, his son Kenan was punished. Shloisha Eleb b'nei Noach. These three, Shem, Cham, and Yafes, were the sons of Noach. Umei Ela nafsa chol ha'aretz, and from these spread out the whole world. Vayochel Noach ishu adama. And Noach, the master of the world, acted in a way of chulin. He acted in a non-holy way. Vayita korem, and he planted a vineyard. He should not have planted a vineyard as his first planting, but rather he should have been busy with planting other things. And by the fact that he planted a vineyard, which can have effects on a person's behavior through drinking wine, therefore, the pasuk says that he was vayochal, he acted in a way of chulin. Vayesh min hayayin, and he drank from the wine. Vayishkar, and he became drunk. Vayiskal b'soich oyholoi, and he became revealed and naked in his tent. If you notice, the ksiv of the word oyholoi is written with the hay, as if it were oyholoi. And Rashi explains, because the yud shvatim, the aseres hashvatim, were known by the name of Ayhala. Why? Ayhala is used as a name of Shomrein, and Shomrein is used as a name of the Ten Shvatim. So therefore the pasuk is telling us something about the Ten Shvatim. It is saying that they went into Golos because they drank wine. And this is the way you teach the pasuk. Ayhala, which is Shomrein, which is the Ten Shvatim, Vayiskal, went into Golos because Vayesht Minayayin, because they drank from the wine. Vayar Chom Avi Kenan, and Chom the father of Kenan saw Eis Ervas Oviv, the nakedness of his father. Vayaged L'Shnei Echov Bachut, and he told his two brothers on the outside. Obviously, Chom's Avera was not just that he saw the nakedness of his father. Because if you look in Pasuk Chavdalet, the Pasuk says, when Noach awoke from his wine, Vayeda Eis Asher Osoloi B'noi HaKotan, he knew what his disgraceful son had done to him, Asher Osoloi. So we see clearly that Chom did something to his father. What did Chom do to his father? Rashi brings down two pshatim. Either the pshat was he was misaris him, he castrated him. Chom said, when the world had only two people, Cain and Hevel, they fought over the inheritance of the world, and Cain killed Hevel. Now we have three sons in the world. Why do we need a fourth son that will cause more problems, and the world will have to be divided in more ways? And therefore, he was misaris his father Noach in order that he should not have any more children. And that is why, further on, we see that Noach cursed Chom. And he said, you did not allow me to have a fourth son in order to serve me. Therefore, your fourth son, Kenan, will be cursed. And he will be a servant to Shem V'Yefes, to the children of Shem V'Yefes, because they will be busy now doing the work that my fourth son could have helped out with. So therefore, your fourth son will be a servant to the children of Shem V'Yefes. Rashi brings down another pshat, that besides for being Misaris Noach, he also was Ravai. He had relations with him. Vayikach Shem v'Yefes as Asimlo. And Shem and Yefes took a garment to cover their father. Why does it say Vayikach B'Lashon Yachid and not Vayikchu? Rashi explains, because Shem was the main person in the covering of the Noach. He exerted extra effort in covering his father. Therefore the Torah stresses Vayikach B'Lashon Yachid, the main one was Shem. Vayasimu al shechem shnehem, and they placed the garment on both of their shoulders. Vayelchu acharanis, and they walked backwards to cover their father in order not to see him. They went backwards. Vayechasu eservas aviem, and they covered the nakedness of their father. Ufneim acharanis. It says again that their faces were backwards, even when they came close to their father, they turned their face backwards in order not to see him. Ve'eres aviyim lo'rohu, and the nakedness of their father they did not see. Va'yikas Noach miyenoi, and Noach awoke from his wine. Va'yeda, and he knew eis asher osaloi b'noi ha'kotan, what his b'noi ha'kotan, his disgraceful son, did to him, which refers to Cham. You cannot learn the simple pshat in the pasuk that b'noi ha'kotan means his youngest son, because Shem was the youngest son and not Cham. Therefore, b'noi ha'kotan must mean his disgraceful son. Va'yomer, and Noach said, Arur Kenan, cursed will be Kenan. Eved Avodim, a servant to servants. Yiel Echov, he will be to his brothers. As we said before, Noach said, you did not allow me to have a fourth son that would have served me. And therefore Shem and Yefes had to do more work. Therefore I am cursing your fourth son, Kenan, and he will be a servant to the children of Shem and Yefes. The reason why it says a lashon of Eved Avodim, a servant to servants, some Mefarshim learn, because really all human beings are servants to Hashem. And now Kenan will be a servant to human beings. In other words, he will be a servant to servants. Vayomer, and Noach said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem, blessed is Hashem, the God of Shem, who will keep his promise to Klal Yisrael and give them Eretz Yisrael. V'hi Kenan Eved Lomai, and Kenan will be a servant to Shem, to the children of Shem, in Eretz Yisrael. Yaft Elikim li Yefes, Hashem will broaden Yefes, v'yishkoin ba'olei Shem, but he will dwell in the tents of Shem. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu will broaden Yefes, his Shechina will be by Shem. That is one pshat. Second pshat is, Yaft Elikim li Yefes, Hashem will broaden Yefes, meaning that from the descendants of Yefes will come Kairosh, who will build Bayi Sheni, but v'yishkoin ba'olei Shem, the Shechina will not be in Bayi Sheni that Kairosh built, but rather the Shechina will be Ba'olei Shem in the tents of Shem. Shloimei HaMelech, who was a descendant of Shem, will build Bayis Rishon, and that's where the Shechina will be. V'hi Kenan Eved Lomoi, again it says that Kenan will be a servant to Shem, telling us that even when the Yidden will go into Galus, over there also Kenan will serve the children of Shem. Vayechi Noach achar ha-mabel, and Noach lived after the mabel, shloish me'ah shana v'chamishim shana, 350 years. Vayechi kol yimei Noach, and all the years of Noach were tesha me'ah shana v'chamishim shana, 950 years. Vayomais, and he died. Chizkuni points out that we know that Noach was 600 at the time of the mabel. The mabel took up 1 year, from 600 to 601. In Pasuk Chaf Ches, it says that Noach lived another 350 years after the mabel. So how can it say in Pasuk Chaf Tes that the total amount of years of Noach were 950? It should have been 951, because there was 1 year of the mabel. Chizkuni answers that the year of the mabel is not counted in the years of Briyas HaOlam. It's like that year never happened, and therefore it is not counted either amongst the years of Noach's life. There is an interesting ha'ara that one can ask according to the Medrash Tanchuma on this parsha. The Medrash Tanchuma says that Vayochal Noach Ishu Adama Vayita Karem, Noach planted this vineyard. This all took place on the first day that he came out of the Teva. When he came out of the Teva, right away he planted a vineyard, and it grew on that day, and he became drunk on that very day. The obvious question is, how is it possible then that there was a child by the name of Kenan at that point? Kenan was the fourth son of Cham. Cham had Cush, Mitzrayim, Phut, and Kenan. So how is it possible, if you learn the simple pshat, that from the Teva came out only Noach and his three sons and their wives, how is it possible that Cham already had four children on that day? Kenan was the youngest of Cham's children. The Netziv in Sefer HaMikdavar seems to say a chiddush based on this question, that Cham had children before the Mabel, and these children went into the Teva and came out of the Teva. And that's how it is possible that Kenan was alive on the day after they came out of the Teva. That seems to be a very shver pshat, because according to the Psukim, it's not mashma that Cham had children before the Mabel. Chizkuni learns that Cham was meshamish b'teva. He had relations with his wife in the Teva. His wife was pregnant in the Teva, and right when they came out of the Teva, Kenan was born. And this is how it's possible that Canaan was alive at that point. Obviously, Chizkuni is not going with the Pashup shot in the Pasuk, that Canaan was the fourth son, but rather like the Shita of the Ramban, that Canaan was the first son of Cham. Zakrashi inside, Pasuk Yudches, the Cham hu avi Canaan, Cham was the father of Canaan, Lama Hutzrach Leimer Khan. Why does the Pasuk have to tell us at this point who Cham's son was? Lefisha Parsha Asuka Uba, Bishik Ruse Shal Nayach, since this Parsha is discussing the drunkardness of Noyach, Shekilkel Ba Cham, that Cham was disgraced through this, Val Yodoy, Niskalel Canaan, and through what Cham did. Canaan was cursed, Badayin Loi Kosav told us Cham. The Pasuk had not yet told us the children of Cham. V'lo yadanu shekanan benoi. I do not know that Canaan is a son. Lefika chutzrach leimakan. Therefore, the Torah has to tell us before this story, v'cham hu avi Canaan, that Cham was the father of Canaan. Vayochel. What does it mean, vayochel noyach? Osa atzmei chulin. He made himself profane. He should have been busy first with a different planting, not with a grapevine, not with wine. Isha Adama, what is Isha Adama? Adonihu Adama, the master of the world. Ish Nami means the husband of Nami. Vayita Korem, and he planted a vineyard. Kishenichnas Lateva, when he entered the Teva, Hichnas Imai, Zimbarais, he brought with him branches of grapevines. And also shoots from fig trees. Bishlama in Rashi, we know that he brought branches from grapes because it says he planted a carob. How does Rashi know that he brought Yechayre Te'enim shoots from figs? And Sifsi Chachamim brings down three terutzim. First of all, we see that obviously it was possible for him to plant something else, because the Torah says that he acted in a chulindik way and planted a carob. He should have planted something else. Obviously, there was something else for him to plant. If the Torah does not specify, we can say it was something that was mentioned earlier in the Torah. And since earlier it says, Vayisperu alei seina, that Adam wove a leaf of a fig tree in order to make chagoris belts, so te'ena was mentioned earlier, and since the Torah doesn't say over here what the netia acheres, what the other planting was, so we can figure that probably the Netiya Acheres was Te'enim figs. That is the first pshat brought down in the Sifsi Chacham. A second pshat is that the Pasuk says that Cham said that I don't want Noach to have a fourth son. How did Cham know that Noach planned to have a fourth son? Sifsi Chachamim says that since Cham saw that Noach took along with him shoots of fig trees, and figs are known to bring to Taiva more than any of the other fruits, that's how he knew that he wanted to have a fourth son. And that's why he was Mesaris him. That's how Rashi knew that besides for Kerem, he also had Yechore Te'enim, shoots of fig trees. And a last shot brought down the Sifsi Chachamim from the Mi'ur Lainish is that he specifically took these two types of fruit with him, grapes and figs, because these two types of trees become ruined with water more than any other type of tree. Zakrashi further, Ahaloi, Ahaloksiv, the ksiv is with a hay. Remez, this is alluding to the Yud Shvatim, the ten Shvatim, Shenikro al-Shem Shomron, that are called by the name of Shomron, Shenikras Ahala, which is also called Ahala, since the ten Shvatim are called Shomron, and Shomron is called Ahala, so we are referring to the ten Shvatim, Shegalu, that went into Golus, based on the word Vayiskal in the Pasuk, Al-Iskei Yayin, because of the avera of wine. The Pasuk says, Vayesh min ayayin. Shenemar, like it says in Amos, Hashoisim, the ones who drink, Bimizrike yayin. Vayiskal lashon vayispal, he became revealed. Vayar chom avi Canaan, and chom the father of Canaan saw, Yesh marabi seinu amru, Canaan ra, vehigil la'ovim. Some say that part of the avera, and the reason why Canaan was punished was because Canaan saw this and told his father. That's why he was mentioned concerning this Avera, and he was cursed. Although we see further a different reason that Noach specifically cursed the fourth son of Cham. Here, Rashi brings down another pshat, that the reason why he was cursed was because he had a hand in it. He told his father that his grandfather, Noach, was naked. Vayar es ervas aviv. He saw the erva of his father. It does not mean that he only saw it. Yesh amim sarsoi, he castrated him. Yesh amim ravoi, he had relations with him. Vayikach shem v'yefes, and shem v'yefes took a garment to cover their father. Enkse vayikru, it does not say b'loshen rabim, and they took. Ela vayikach. Limeid, this teaches us, al shame shenitz amis b'mitzvah yoytzim yefes, that shame exerted effort towards this mitzvah more than yefes. L'kach zochu bon of l'tal shal tzitzis. Therefore, the children of shame were zeiche to be covered also with the talus of tzitzis. V'yefes, and yefes was also zeiche to be covered. Zeiche l'kfura levanav. His children merited burial. Shenemar etin l'goig mokum sham kever. I will give to Goig, who was a descendant of yefes, a place to be buried. V'chom shebizeh esavim, and the chom who disgraced his father and saw him uncovered, he remained uncovered. Nema bezare, it says in Yeshaya concerning his children, Ken yinag melech Ashur. The king of Asher will lead Eshevi Mitzrayim, the captives of Mitzrayim, Bezgolos Kush, and the exiles, the people who went into exile from Kush. Both Mitzrayim and Kush are descendants of Chum. Na'orim Uzakenim, young and old. Orim, they will be naked, V'yachaf, and barefoot, V'chashufei Sheis, and their private parts exposed. So here we see clearly the reward that they got. Shem and Yefes, who covered their fathers, were zeicha to be covered, shame with a talus, and yefes with burial. Chum, who left his father uncovered, was uncovered when he went into Gullus. Ufenei macharanis, and their faces remained turned backwards. Lama nema pamshnia, why does it say a second time that they were acharanis? Malame shekishikarvu etzloi. It teaches us that when they came close to him, they had to turn themselves towards him to cover him. They turned their faces towards the back in order not to see their father. Bnei HaKotan. Noach awoke and saw what the Bnei HaKotan did. It means HaPosol VaHabozui, his disgraceful son. K'moi, like it says in the Pasuk, Hine Katan Nesaticho Vagoyim. I made you a Katan, a Bozui, a disgrace amongst the nations. And Noach said, Aru Kenan, cursed is Kenan. Why specifically Kenan? Ata Garamta Li, Shiloi Oile Ben Revi, Yucham. Cause me not to have a fourth son, Lisham Sheni, to serve me. Therefore, Aru Ben Chorevi, cursed will be your fourth son. Kenan, Lias Mishamish, Ezaram Shel Elu Hagadolim, to serve the children of these sons who are older, namely Shem and Yefes, Shehutel Aleim Terech Avodasi Me'ata. Now that I do not have a fourth son, the burden of work is falling upon Shem and Yefes and their children. So therefore, your fourth son will now become an Eved to them. Umaro Chom Shesersai. Why did Chom see fit to be Mesares his father? Amalahem Le'echov. He said to his brothers, Adam Arishin Shnei Bonai Hayulai. Adam Arishin had two sons. Baharak Zezeb Bishvil Yerushas HaOilam. And they killed each other. Cain killed Hevel because of the inheritance of the world. Ve'avinu Yesh La'gimel Bonim. Our father has three children. Vaydenu Mevakesh Ben Revi. He still wants a fourth son. So therefore he was Mesarisim. And he said, Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem. Blessed is Hashem, the God of Shem. She'osid Lishmar Haftachosai. That in the future he will keep his promise, Lazari, to the children of Shem, Losis Lahem Eseres Canaan, to give to them the land of Canaan. Vayihilam Canaan Lamas Oved. And Canaan will be in Eretz Yisrael as a servant to the children of Shem. Yafti Elikim Liyafes. Hashem should broaden Yafes. Miturgumin Yafti. The Targum says Yafti, which means Yarchiv. He will broaden. Vayishkoin Ba'ole Shem. And Eshchina will be in the tent of shame. Yashru Eshchina Sabi Yisrael. Even though he is broadening Yefes, his Eshchina will be with Klal Yisrael. Umedrash Chachomim, and the Medrash says, Afa Pishi Yafte Lekim Liyefes. Although Hashem will broaden Yefes, which means, Shebona Koresh Shehoye Bibnei Yefes Bayesheni, that Koresh, who was from the descendants of Yefes, will build the second Beis HaMikdash. Le'sharsa b'shchina. The Shechina will not dwell in the second bias. V'heichan sharsa. Where will it dwell? The Mikdash Rishon. In the first Beis HaMikdash, Shebono Shloime, that Shloime built. Shehoya mibnei Shem, who was from the children of Shem. So therefore, Yaft Elikim Yefes. Hashem will broaden Yefes and allow courage to build Bayis Sheni. But the Shechina will not be there. It will rather be Baalei Shem in the first Beis HaMikdash that Shloime HaMelech built. Although Rashi says over here that Koresh built Bayis Sheni, he does not mean he totally built Bayis Sheni, because Koresh only started to build Bayis Sheni, and he stopped in the middle. It was finished through Daryovesh, who was the son of Esther and Achashverosh. And Rashi continues, V'hi Chanan Eved Lomoy, Chanan will be an Eved to Shem. Why does it say it a second time? Af Mishi Yiglu B'nei Shem, even when the children of Shem will go into Golos, they will go into exile, Yimachru Lahem Avodim Mibnei Canaan. They will be sold servants from the children of Canaan. So not only in Eretz Yisrael will Canaan be a servant to them, but also in the Golos. And the pasuk continues, Ve'ela Toldos B'nei Noach. And these are the offsprings of the children of Noach, Shem, Cham, V'Yofes, three sons, Shem, Cham, and Yofes. Vayivoldu lohem bonim achar ha-mavol. And Shem, Cham, and Yefes had children after the mavol. Bnei Yefes, the children of Yefes were Goimer, Mogoy, Modai, Yovon, Tuvol, Meshech, and Tiros, seven sons. And Rashi explains that Tiros is Pros, Persia. The reason why Rashi explains specifically this son is because Rashi said earlier, on the pasuk Yaft Elikim Liyefes, that Koresh will be a descendant of Yefes. Where do we find that Koresh was a descendant of Yefes? Because Koresh was the king of Persia, and Tiros over here is Persia. So we see that Yefes had a connection to Koresh, who was from Persia. Uvnei Gomer, and Gomer had Ashkenaz, Riphaz, and Sargamo. Uvnei Yavon, the children of Yavon were Elisha, Tarshish, Kitim, and Doidonim. Me'ela nifridu iye hagoyim bar tzaysam. From these children separated islands of nations in their lands. Ish l'shonai, each one according to his language. Lemish b'chaysam, according to their family. Bigoyehem, in their nations. That is the end of the descendants of Yefes. Now the pasuk goes to the descendants of Cham. Uvnei Cham, Cush, Mitzrayim, Put, and Canaan. Cham had four sons. Cush, Mitzrayim, Put, and Canaan. Uvnei Cush, the children of Cush were Siva and Chavila, Safta and Rama, Saftacha. Uvnei Rama, and the children of Rama were Shiva and Adon. V'chush Yolad es Nimrod. And the pasuk now continues with another son of Cush, besides the ones mentioned in pasuk Zion. Cush also had Nimrod, who hechel liyaz gibor ba'aretz. He started to become a mighty person in the land. In what way was he mighty? Rashi explains that he was mighty to persuade people to rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu haya gibor tzayed lefnei Hashem. He was a mighty trapper before Hashem. He used to trap people through the words that he used to say to persuade them to rebel against Hashem. And that's why it says lefnei Hashem, because he knew who his creator was. And he was mechavin limrod boy. He had intentions to rebel against Hashem. Lefnei Hashem, he knew who Hashem was, and he just wanted to antagonize him. Alken ye omar. Therefore, it is said, when somebody rebels against Hashem, he is kenimrod gibor tzayed lefnei Hashem. He is like Nimrod, who was a mighty trapper before Hashem. Vatehi reishis mamlachtoi bavel, and Nimrod's first kingdom was Bavel. The erech va'akad va'chalne. And Erech, Akkad, and Chalne, Be'eret Shinar, in the land of Shinar. L'chayra, from this pasuk, it seems to be mashma that Bavel and Shinar are two different places, because the pasuk counts Bavel separately and Shinar separately. But we learned before that Bavel was really the same as Shinar. Bavel was called Shinar, Shenenaru Sham Kol Meisei Mabel, because all the dead people of the Mabel ended up in Bavel. That's why Bavel was called Shinar, which is mashma, that it was the same place. Shari Aharon brings down an answer that the region was called Bavel, and there was also a city called Bavel. The region of Bavel was also known as Shinar. And this is what the pasuk means. Vatehi reishis mamlachtei Bavel. His first kingdom was the city of Bavel, and also the cities of Erech, Akkad, and Chalne, which were in the region of Shinar, the region of Bavel. So really, it's the same. Shinar is Bavel, but there was also a city called Bavel. From this land, Ashur left. He saw that his children were being persuaded by Nimrod. Therefore, he left Bavel. And he built Es Ninveh, Ves Rechoves Ir, Ves Kolach. He built cities, Ninveh, Rechoves Ir, and Kolach, and also Ves Resen, the city of Resen, Bein Ninveh, Ubein Kolach. between Nineveh and Korach. He, Ha'ir HaGadoyla, she, referring to Nineveh, was the great city. So Ashur did not stick around to Nimrod's area, and he left in order that his children should not become persuaded. That is the end of the children of Cush, and now it goes to the children of Mitzrayim. Umitzrayim yolad es ludim ves anovim, ludim and anomim ves lahovim and lahovim ves naftuchim. Lahovim, Rashi says, means a flame, because their faces look like flames. Ves pasruzim ves kasluchim, and the pasruzim and kasluchim asher yotzum misham plishtim, from where the plishtim came out of. The pasruzim and the kasluchim exchanged their wives, and therefore out of both of them the plishtim descended. Ves kaftarim, and also the kaftarim. That is the end of the descendants of Mitzrayim. And now the pasuk goes to Canaan. Canaan yolad es Sidon b'chayrei ves Ches. Canaan had Sidon, his firstborn, and Ches. Why does the pasuk say specifically by Sidon that he was a bechor? There are many children listed in this parsha over here, and not even by one of them does it say that one was a bechor. So why specifically by Tzidon does the Torah stress Tzidon Bechorot? Radak says, because it wants to tell you that besides for being a firstborn, he was also a Bechor B'mailon. He was a great person. So he was Bechor being that he was born first, and also a Bechor being that he was a great person. In Psikta Zudrasa, it is brought down just the opposite. Tzidon was not a great person at all. The pasuk is telling us that the only thing he had going for him was that he was a bechor la'aviv, a bechor to his father. A third teretz is brought down by the Roikeach, who says that we find by the Birchas Yaakov in Parshas Vayechi, by Shevet Zevulun, it says v'yarchasay al Tzidon. The end of his border went all the way till Tzidon. From that, we do not know if that was a good land. Was Sidon a good land? Is the Torah stressing that Zvulun's land went all the way till Sidon, where the land was very good? Or was it very bad? So from here, the pasuk is telling us, you should know that Zvulun's land was a good land. Because Sidon was Bechor. Sidon was the firstborn of Canaan. And we know that Bechor takes Chelek Barosh. He takes the first portion of any land. So therefore, we see that since Sidon was Becharai, his land must have been very good. And when we learn Parshas Vayechi, we know that Zevulun's land was a good land, and it was a bracha for him to be V'yachasai al Sidon. And the pasuk continues, V'sayivusi v'sa'amori v'sa'agigoshi, v'sa'chivi v'sa'arki v'sa'sini, v'sa'avodi v'sa'tzmori v'sa'chamosi. All these were the children of Canaan. And afterwards it spread out from these families even more families of Canaan. And the borders of the Canaan were, although it is not mentioned earlier by any other nation, the borders of their land, but since these borders will in the future become the borders of Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk tells us what the borders of Canaan were. Mitzidon, from Tzidon in the northwest, Boyacha Gororo Ar Aza, until Gororo, until Aza, which is in the southwest, Boyacha Sedoim of Amoro of Admo Tzvoim, until Stoim Amoro, Admo and Tzvoim, which is in the southeast, Ad Losha, until Losha. Ele b'nei Chom, these are the children of Chom, l'mishpachoysam l'shoynoysam, according to their families, according to their languages, be'artsoysam, according to their lands. Even though they might have different languages and live in different countries, they are all the children of Chom, b'goyehem, in their nations. And now the pasuk tells us the descendants of Shem. U'l'Shem yulad gam hu, and Shem also had children. Avi kol b'nei Eber, Shem was the father of all the people who originated Be'ever Hanor on the other side of the Euphrates, on the east side of the Euphrates. Achi Yefes, he was the brother of Yefes. We are stressing that he was the brother of Yefes because Shem and Yefes honored their father, as opposed to Chum, who disgraced his father. Hagadol, the older brother. Yefes was the older brother. B'nei Shem, the children of Shem were Elum, Ashur, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram. U'b'nei Aram, Utz, Chul, Geser, and Mash. Arpachshad Yolad, and Arpachshad had a son, who was called Shelach. And Shelach, Yolad is Eber. Shelach had Eber. U'l'Eber Yulad Shnei Bonim. Eber had two sons. Shem O'Echad, the name of one of them was Peleg. He biyamav niflega haoretz, because in his days was the dor haflaga, the earth was separated. That's why his name was Peleg, a lashon of separating. V'shem Achiv Yoktan. The name of his brother was Yoktan, who was called Yoktan, Rashi explains, because he was a very humble person. And since he was humble, he's merited, he was zoicha to have many children, like we see in Pasuk Chavav, Chavzayin, Chavches, and Chavtes. Rashi says that from here we see Aver was a Navi. He had Ruach HaKodesh, because he called his son Peleg, right when his son Peleg was born, although the Dor HaFlaga was not until the end of Peleg's days. And Rashi explains, because we cannot say that the Dor HaFlaga was in the beginning of Peleg's days, and Aver was not a Navi, and he named his son Peleg because that's when the Dor HaFlaga was. Because we see that the Dor HaFlaga starts in Perek Yud Aleph over here, by Yikol Oret Safa Echos. And before the Dor HaFlaga started, we see that Yoktan had already 13 children. And Yoktan was younger than Peleg. So we cannot say that right when Peleg was born, the Dor HaFlaga took place. So obviously you have to say that maybe the Dor HaFlaga took place in the middle of Peleg's life. And maybe Aver called his son one name in the beginning of his life and changed his name in the middle to Peleg. That cannot be so, because lo boha kosav listoim el lefarish. The Torah is not coming to hide things from us, but rather to explain it. And therefore, if it says that his name was Peleg, ki biyamav niflega haaretz, in his days the world was divided, it must mean either in the beginning of his days or the end of his days. And we have already explained that it cannot be in the beginning of his days, so it must be at the end of Peleg's days, was the Dor HaFlaga. And Aver called his name Peleg in the beginning, right when he was born. Is a raya from here that Aver had Ruach HaKodesh. V'yoktan yolad es almoidad v'sholaf. And Yoktan gave birth to almoidad and shelaf v'es chatzar moves and yorach. The reason why he was called chatzar moves was because he came from a place where people were very depressed and they longed to die. Chatzar moves, it was a courtyard of death. V'es hadarim and uzol and dikla, oival, avimol and shiva, Ophir, Chavila, and Yoivav, Kol Ela b'nei Yoktan, all these were the children of Yoktan, who had many children because he was a humble person. Vayihi Moshava, and their settlement was Mimesha from Mesha, Boyacha Sephara, until Sephara, Har HaKedem, in the mountains of the east. Ela b'nei Shem, these are the children of Shem, Limishbechosam, according to their families, Lil Shainosam, according to their language, Be'artzoisam, in their land, Ligoyehem, to their nations. Ela mishpachas b'nei Noach, these are the families of the children of Noach, litoldoisam, according to their offspring, bigoyehem, in their nations, ume'ela nifridu hagoyim. And from these people, the nations spread out, ba'oretz, in the land, achar hamabel, after the mabel. If you look at page 113 in the art scroll Saperstein, Rashi Chumash, you will see how he lists all 70 nations. These names that we just mentioned right now in Perek Yud, these names form the 70 nations. And for a listing of all the names and the 70 nations, you can look on page 113 over there. I would just like to point out a couple of diukim that we find between the way the Torah writes the children of Yefes, the children of Chum, and the children of Shem. First of all, if you look in Perek Yud, Pasuk Hey, when it finishes the children of Yefes, it does not say Eile b'nei Yefes, like it says in Pasuk Chaf, Eile b'nei Chom, and like it says in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Eile b'nei Shem. Also, by the b'nei Yefes, it says in Pasuk Hey, first L'Shoinoi, and then L'Mishpachosam. As opposed to, by the b'nei Chom and the b'nei Shem, it says L'mishpachosam first, and then L'shanoisam. And the Hemek Davar, the Netziv, is medayik differences between them, and he says, we really don't know what the Pasuk is coming to tell us about these nations when it says these differences. Zakt Rashi, Pasuk Beis, Vesiros, Zupros, Tiros is Pros, and like we mentioned earlier, Rashi is telling us that Kairosh was a descendant from Yefes through Tiros. Lios Gibar, Nimrod was a Gibar in the land. Lahamrid kala oilam ala kodesh baruchu, to rebel the whole world against Hashem, ba'atzas dor haflaga, with the Eitza of the dor haflaga, to build a tower and to rebel against Hashem. He was a Gibar Tzayid. Sad Daitun Shal Briyos, he would capture the minds of Briyos, of people, Befiv, with his mouth. Umitan Limroy Bemokim, and he would persuade them and trick them to rebel against Hashem. Lifnei Hashem, Mischaven Laknito Alponov. His intention was to antagonize Hashem in front of him. Alken Yeyomer. Therefore it was said, Alkol Odom Mashia Ba'azas Ponim. On any person who acts wickedly with brazenness, Yodea Ribonoi Umischaven Limridboy, he knows his creator and his intention is to rebel. Yoimazeh, they say this, Kinimrod Giber Tzayed. He is like Nimrod, who was a mighty Tzayed, a mighty trapper. Min Ha'oritz, from this land Asher left, Kivan Shira Asher as Bonov, Shaymin Lenimroid, since Asher saw that his children started to listen to Nimroid, Umayridin Bamokoim, and they were starting to rebel against Hashem, Livnois Hamigdol, to build the tower, Yotzam Bitoichem. Asher left. And he built cities. He built Nineveh, which was the Ir Hagadoilo, he Nineveh, Shinemar, Veninveh Hoysa Ir Gadoilo Lelikim. Nineveh was the great city of Hashem. So although the pasuk says resen and kolach in that pasuk, he ha'ir ha'gedoyla is referring to Nineveh. Lahavim, Mitzrayim had a son called Lahavim, shepneihem doime lelahav. Their faces were like a flame. Zakrashi pasrusim veskasluchim asher yotzu misham plishtim, mishneihem yotzu. From pasrusim and kasluchim did the plishtim come out of. Shehoyu pasrusim v'kasluchim machlifim mishkav nishoyseihem. These two nations would exchange their wives with each other, elu la elu. The yatsu mehem pelishtim, and the pelishtim came out from both of them. V'achar nafoitzu, afterward they dispersed many different families. Me'ela nafoitzu mishpoches harbe. From these dispersed many families. Gvul, the Gvul HaKnani was mitzido in boyach ha'gvorot. So Rashi, what does Gvul mean? Seif Artei, the end of his land. Kol Gvul Lashon Kotz, Seif V'Kotza. Gvul means the end and the edge, the border. Boyacha, Shem Dover, it is a noun. V'li Nira. And to me, it seems, Ka'odah Ma'im El-Chaveri, like one who says to his friend, Gvul Ze Magia, this border reaches, Ad Asher Tavei L'Gvul Ploini, until you come to this border. So, Boyacha means until you come to this place. The border goes until you reach this point where the border stops. Even though these nations might have different languages and different lands, Kulam b'nei Chomheim, they are all descendants of Chom. And then the pasuk goes to the descendants of Shem. Avi kol b'nei Eiver Hanor hoya Shem. The father of all the B'nai Eivar Hanor, all the people who originated from the other side of the Euphrates, Hoya Shem was Shem. Achi Yefes HaGadol, the brother of Yefes, the older one, Einu Edea Im Yefes HaGadol Im Shem. From this pasuk, it is unclear, is the pasuk saying that Yefes was the older brother, or is the pasuk saying that Shem was the older brother? Kishu Oimer, when the pasuk says further, Shem Ben Ma'ashono, Shinosayim Achra HaMabol, that Shem was 100, 2 years after the Mabel, Havi Oimer, therefore I can say, Yefes HaGadol, that Yefes was the older one. Shehare Ben Tavkov Shono Hoya Noyach, Kishu His Chalohilet. Noyach was 500 years old when he had children. And the Mabel was when Noach was 600 years old. Nimsa Shagadol Bibanov Hoya Ben Mea Shana. It comes out that his oldest son was 100 at the Mabel. Mishem Lahigia Lamea, and Shem did not reach the age of 100. Achnosayim Achra Mabel, until 2 years after the Mabel. Therefore, we can say that Yefes Hagadol means that Yefes was the older one. Why does the pasuk stress Achi Yefes, that Shem and Yefes were brothers? V'lo Achi Chom, he was not stressed to be the brother of Chom. She'elu Shneim Kibdu Avihem. These two, Shem and Yefes, honored their father. Mezeh Bazahu, and Chom disgraced him. And his name was called Peleg. Aver had a son, Peleg. Why was he called Peleg? Kibiyom of Niflega Haaretz. In his days, the world was divided. Nispalbel Halashoinis, the languages were mixed up. V'nafotsu minat biko, and they were dispersed from the valley. V'nispalgu kola oilam, and the whole world was divided. Lamadnu, this teaches us Shehayo Aver Navi, that Aver was a Navi. Shekara Shem Benoy Al Shema Osid. He called the name of his son Al Shema Osid on what happened in the future. Bishaninu Beseda Oilam Shebisef Yom Nispalgu. Because we learned in Seder Olam that first at the end of Peleg's days was the Dar HaFlaga. So Aver called his name Peleg. When he was born, al shame, an event that will happen many years later. She'im time b'tchilas yomav, if you want to say that the Dor HaFlogah was in the beginning of Peleg's days, it cannot be possible. Why? Hare Yoktan Achiv Tsair Mimenu. Yoktan, his brother, was younger than him. V'hoilad kama mishpachas. And he had many children, koidim lochein, before the Dor HaFlogah. Why? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Chafav, v'yoktan yolad. V'achakach, and first afterwards, after he has all these children, the Pasuk says in Perek Yud Aleph, v'yihichol oret tzofa echos, and says the whole story of the Dor HaFlogah. So we see, Yoktan had many children before the Dor HaFlogah. So it can't be that the Dor HaFlogah was right when Peleg was born. V'im timer, and if you want to say Be'emsa Yomov, that it was in the middle of Peleg's days, and his name was something else before, and then in the middle of his days, Aver changed his name to Peleg. The rule is usually that the pasuk is telling us a clear thing, and not coming to hide things from us. So if it says that during the days of Peleg was the Dor HaFlogah, it must mean either the beginning of his days or the end of his days. And we have already proven that it was, that it cannot be at the beginning of his days. So it must mean at the end of his days, and Aver was a Navi. Yoktan, Shaya Onov, he was a humble person, umaktin atzmoy, and made himself small. Lekach zocha lahamid kol hamishpachis halalu. That's why he merited to have so many families. Chatzar Moves, why was he called Chatzar Moves? Al shem mekoymoy, because of his place. The place where he lived, people were very depressed, and they longed to die. Divrei Hagodah, these are the words of the Medrash Hagodah.